Chapter 17. I sure am glad that I wasn't born 100 years ago.
Why do you say that?
Back then, life was so hard. There were virtually no machines, no home appliances, and worst of all, medicine was in the Dark Ages.
I'm not sure that things today are really so much better, though. Look at all the overcrowding, pollution, and conflicts that we have today.
Yes, but I guess what I am saying is that 100 years ago, if you got sick, your chances of recovery were not that great.
I think that is exaggerating the situation. Surely people didn't drop off from common colds and the like.
Okay, you're right. What I am really talking about is the advances that science and medicine have made in the area of prolonging the lives of those who have suffered major injury or organ damage. For instance, recently, the problems of organ rejection as a result of transplant operations have been greatly reduced. Do you realize they can transplant virtually any organ these days?
I hadn't really thought about it, but now that you mention it, I guess they can transplant just about everything but the human brain. Nevertheless, I'm not sure that transplants are really such a good thing.
Really? Why do you say that? I think anything that can give us a second chance in life is great news.
Of course. I admire most of the advances in modern medicine, but organ transplants? That's a different story. Suppose you are involved in some big accident and wake up the next day breathing out of somebody else's lungs, or worse, seeing out of somebody else's eyes.
Well, would you mind it so much if the alternatives were not to breathe at all or never to be able to see again?
I'm not really sure. I think it would be very difficult psychologically to come to terms with having vital organs from another person's dead body transplanted into mine.